Lesson 74. Open conditional. If plus present plus future equals probability. If I go to London, I will see the Thames. Present subjunctive conditional. If plus past, present subjunctive, plus conditional equals present supposition. If I went to London, I would see the Thames. Past subjunctive conditional. Atomic. If plus past perfect, past subjunctive, plus past conditional equals past supposition. If I had gone to London, I would have seen the Thames. What does an open conditional express?
An open conditional expresses a probability.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus present plus future.
Give me an example, please.
If I study hard, I will pass my exams.
What does a present subjunctive conditional express?
A present subjunctive conditional expresses a supposition in the present, something that in fact does not happen.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus past, present subjunctive, plus conditional.
Give me an example, please.
If I bought a car, I would buy a fast one.
A past subjunctive conditional expresses a supposition in the past, something that did not, in fact, happen. In English, we don't have a separate tense for the subjunctive, except for the verb to be. For the present subjunctive, we use the past simple and say, if I took, if I opened, etc., whilst for the past subjunctive, we use the past perfect and say, if I had taken, if I had opened, etc. The construction of a past subjunctive conditional is if plus past perfect, past subjunctive, plus past conditional. For example, if I had seen Mr. Brown yesterday, I would have given him your letter. This means that I did not see Mr. Brown. What does a past subjunctive conditional express?
A past subjunctive conditional expresses a supposition in the past, something that, in fact, did not happen.
What is its construction?
Its construction is if plus past perfect, past subjunctive, plus past conditional.
Give me an example, please.
If he had worked harder last week, he would have earned more money, but, in fact, he didn't work harder.
Do we have a separate tense in English for the subjunctive?
No, we don't have a separate tense in English for the subjunctive.
What do we use instead?
For the present subjunctive, we use the past simple, whilst for the past subjunctive, we use the past perfect.
If you had been born in England, which language would you have spoken as a child?
If I had been born in England, I'd have spoken English as a child.
Were you, in fact, born in England?
No, I wasn't, in fact, born in England.
Exactly. Therefore, it is just a past supposition. If you had not studied English, which language would you have studied instead?
If I had not studied English, I would have studied French instead.
If you had not come to school last week, what would you have done instead?
If I had not come to school last week, I would have gone for a swim instead.
If the last World War had been an atomic war, what do you think would have happened to the world?
If the last World War had been an atomic war, I think that most of the world would have been destroyed and most of the people in it killed, or left to suffer and die a slow death.
Character. What kind of character do you like to see in a person?
The kind of character I like to see in a person is one that is strong, pleasant, interesting, etc.